manufacture of consent, creation of necessary illusions.
Got a taste for something new?
Happy Ramadan.
Where these deformed frogs are?
It's a million laughs.
Various ways of either marginalizing the general public or reducing them to apathy.
On the ABC Sunday Night Movie.
Necessary illusions.
That's here on the Fox News Channel, the network America trusts for fair and balanced news.
And that's the genius of our media systems, a system of ideology, of control, compared to an authoritarian system.
Sometimes the best offense is a strong defense.
The manufacture of consent as a revolution in the practice of democracy, what it amounts to is a technique of control. This was useful and necessary because the common interests, the general concerns of all people, elude the public, and they have to be the domain of a specialized class.
Manufacture of consent, the creation of necessary illusions.
NBC, CNN,
Fox News.
Here is great journalism, a revelation of the past, a guide to the present, and a clue to the future.
Make a note.
Now, the elite media are sort of the agenda-setting media. That means the New York Times, the Washington Post, the major television channels, and so on. They set the general framework. Local media more or less adapt to their structure.
Brutal crime, sports,
children with incurable disease, and lost puppies.
Well, I could have been an actor, but I wound up here. I just have to look good, I don't have to be clear. Come and whisper in my ear, give us dirty laundry.
There is diversity of opinion on Fox News. You may disagree with that.
Fine, America. He got killed unnecessarily by barbarians.
By radical extremists,
yeah. Fine.
Trained by this government.
Respect
not
for
the
him.
People of America,
I'm not
the people,
dress
the ruling class, the small minority.
Cut his mic. I'm not going to dress you down anymore. We expect every American to support our military, and if they can't do that, to shut up.
Shut up!
Well, the shut up line has happened only once in 6 years.
No,
hey,
that's
shut up!
Why didn't you just shut up?
Shut up. And shut up publicly.
That's shut up!
Shut up!
And shut up.
Make a note.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street. There's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe and our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. First, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value. I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore. But first, get up out of your chairs, open the window, stick your head out and yell, and say, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Yeah.
we're going to fix that. No problem.
Make a note.
Manufacture consent to creation of necessary illusions.
So what we have in the first place is major corporations, which are parts of even bigger conglomerates. Now, like any other corporation, they have a product which they sell to a market. The market is advertisers, that is, other businesses. What keeps the media functioning is not the audience.
So what you have is institutions, corporations, big corporations, that are selling relatively privileged audiences to other businesses. If people try to enter the system who don't have that point of view, they're likely to be excluded somewhere along the way. So they all work to exclude or marginalize or eliminate dissenting voices or alternative perspectives and so on, because they're dysfunctional. They're dysfunctional of the institution itself.
It's about who controls the information.
45 seconds.
They determine, they select, they shape, they control, they restrict. In order to serve the interests of dominant elite groups in society.
The manufacture of consent as a technique of control.